As I mentioned, as we began our celebration of the Mass this evening, today we are asked by our church to pray in a very special way for those men and women in consecrated religious life, those brothers, sisters, and nuns. And in many ways, our readings tonight point out the vocation, the charism that begins in the heart of so many of these men and women who enter into religious life, who become vowed to God in poverty and chastity, vowed in obedience to the rule that they live under. In our first reading this evening, the prophet Isaiah talks about how we are called to care for each other, to share what we have with each other, to take care of those who are most afflicted, the poorest, the most vulnerable within our world. And Western monasticism, the religious life in the West, that is the Roman Catholic West, right? So different than Orthodox, that they have the same thing, but started by a different person. St. Benedict of Nursia began with this very charism. His order to his monks was to receive those who knocked at their door as if they were receiving Christ, to care for those who knocked at their doors, to go out into the communities searching out those who needed help and care within the world, and then to offer it freely and generously. And many orders, whether it is the Franciscans, whether it is the different orders of sisters, the Visitation Sisters, the Brigittine Sisters, the Gilbertian Sisters, lots of different orders have that same calling. The Vincentians, the Daughters of Charity, Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity, right? They have that charism of going out and caring for people, going out and reaching out to the most vulnerable, being part of that life of the church that's often difficult for people like me, an ordained priest who's called to serve in a parish and thus minister within the parish. Yes, caring for the sick, the hungry, the homeless, but really not having that ability sometimes to give my full life to the service of the poor, the care of the weak, the proclamation of the good news is central to me and the life of the church. And we are called to continue to support that call. That in our lives, yes, we echo what these brothers and sisters do in their lives by what we do in ours. Whether you're especially those called to parenthood, mother and father, husband and wife. Those who are called to care for family, yes, but also to reach out to the poor, the sick, the homeless, in those works of mercy that we celebrated last year during the Jubilee Year of Mercy. And Jesus reminds us what that looks like. It looks like a light shining in the darkness. It looks like a light, a city shining forth into the world. That idea that St. Augustine will then call the city of God, the New Jerusalem, that city of peace and blessing that shines light into the darkness of the world, the light that so many missionaries, so many brothers and sisters carried to parts of the world seeking to bring the good news of Jesus Christ there. And so what are we called to do today? Well, certainly we are called to pray for vocations. Right? In a special way, we're called to pray for vocations to the consecrated religious life today. And so the challenge is to think of those people that we know, those young men, those young women, who we believe may be called to become sisters, nuns, brothers, or priests, and pray for them, to encourage them, to offer them our support and our hope. And yes, for mothers and fathers, sometimes that might be your own children, and that's a scary thing. But the truth is, is that the life of service in God, whether it is as a husband or wife, someone who is living in the single state, or as a priest, sister, brother, nun, is a life of joyfulness, because God calls us into that joyful blessing. As we've been reading Resisting Happiness at the parish, we should be getting that point by now if we've been reading the book. That service of God is the service of joyfulness, is a blessing of happiness, is the gift of peace given. And it doesn't matter what vocation we're in. If we embrace that vocation, then we are filled with joy. And that's what God desires for us. That's what we desire for each other, to be filled with joyfulness, to be filled with peacefulness, to be filled with grace. And so as we pray today, as we offer this Mass today, we remind ourselves of the need for those in consecrated life within our church, that they hold a very special place, a special vocation in what they can do, who they are, and what they represent. That light shining in the darkness in many cases. And we give thanks to those who have served, the many sisters, brothers, nuns that we've known in our own lives, giving thanks to them, knowing that their service of God has made our world a better place. Their service of God brought light into the darkness. Their service reached out and touched those who no one would touch. And giving thanks to that, we give thanks to God for our life as we celebrate this Eucharist, as we become that light in the darkness to those around us.